KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap sports from the weekend from the high schools. The Atlantic CAM program hosting the Roland Dyer Invitational on Saturday. And it was Sergeant Bluff Luton edging out a team title with 221 points, edging Atlantic by 3 points. They were second at 218. Grand Island with 188 was third. Humboldt and Bondurant-Farrar the top five. Individually, some of the top place winners include Garrett McLaren of Atlantic at 106. He was third place. Second place to Abram Moore of Atlantic CAM at 113. At 120 pounds, Joe Weaver of Atlantic CAM was fourth, while Garrison Gettler of AHSTW placed eighth. At 126, Steele McLaren of Atlantic CAM was third, and Elliot Young of AHSTW placed seventh. At 132, Joel Sampson of AHSTW placed fourth, and Zane Van Lance of Griswold was eighth. At 138, Chase McLaren of Atlantic CAM took the title. Ben Ehlers of AHSTW was in seventh. At 145, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic was the runner-up. At 152, Connor Pellett of Atlantic CAM was second, while Denver Pauly of AHSTW was seventh. At 160 pounds, Justin McCunn of Red Oak, the champ. Kenny Jimerson of Atlantic placed third, while Seth Kiesel of AHSTW was fifth, and Derek Mueller of Griswold placing sixth. At 170, Chase Mullinex of Atlantic was the champion, and Colton Turner of Griswold placed seventh. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW won the title at 182, while Mitchell Williamson of Atlantic CAM placing sixth. At 195, Caden Larson of AHSTW was fifth. Devin McKay of Atlantic CAM was sixth, and Seth Butler of Griswold was seventh. Also, Cale Roller of Atlantic CAM placed second at 220 pounds in that Saturday meet. Also in wrestling on Saturday at the Tri-Center Invitational, it was Harlan capturing the team title with 233 points. Missouri Valley at 205 was second. Kemper Catholic, Nottoway Valley, and Westwood the top five. Among the individual place winners, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley was the champ at 106. Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic wins at 113. Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center, the champ at 120. Ethan Lemon of Harlan wins at 126. Wyatt Obrecht of Harlan placed second at 132. Dalton McKinley of Harlan was second at 138. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley was the champ at 145. Connor Lang of Mo Valley wins at 152. Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center was the champ at 160. Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley wins at 170. Brennan Maurer of Trainer was the champ at 182. At 195, Nathan Henry of Harlan had the top finish, a third place finish. Jory Christensen of Nottoway Valley was the champ at 220. And Derek Wire of Harlan wins at 285 in that meet. Also at South Central, Calhoun wins the title at the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusader Invitational Wrestling Tourney on Saturday. South Central Calhoun winning with a 164 total. West Central Valley with 127 was second. Panorama, East Sac County, and Audubon the top five. Among some of the top area place winners, Jace Rose of Riverside was the champ at 106. At 113, John Schroeder of Riverside was third, and Dawson Muller of ACGC was fourth. Blaine Beeler of ACGC won the title at 120. At 126, Peyton Clipperton of Coon Rapids Bayard took the top spot, while Cale Rowley of ACGC was third, and Levi Clenda of Exira EHK was fourth. Nolan Moore of Riverside was third at 132. Carson Hilgenberg of Coon Rapids Bayard placed fourth at 138. At 145, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama was the champ. Gabe Rowley of ACGC was third. Dylan McDonald of Riverside fifth. And Wesley Borkowski of Audubon placing sixth. At 152, Mario Hauser of Riverside was a fifth-place finisher. Devin Oberholtz of ACGC was sixth. At 160, Lane Namani of Coon Rapids Bayard was second, while Austin Kremkowski of Riverside placed fourth. At 170 pounds, Trace McEwen of Audubon, the runner-up. Gavin Cornelison of ACGC was fifth. At 182, Javin Blatt of Audubon placed third, while Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard was fourth, and Cole Plowman of ACGC was sixth. At 195, Luke Mazinski of Audubon placed first, with Ben Kingery of ACGC placing third. At 220, Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon was the champion, with Gage Butler of ACGC fourth, Zach Lee of Coon Rapids Bayard placing fifth, and Ross DeGroat of Riverside placing sixth in that meet. In high school basketball on Saturday, Harlan built an early lead and never let go in a 66-54 win over the Atlantic Trojans Saturday night in boys basketball. The Cyclones worked to a 7-point lead by the end of the first quarter and stretched the advantage to 15 at halftime. The Trojans increased the defensive pressure in the final period and held the Cyclones scoreless for over 4 minutes. During that stretch, Skylar Handlows hit back-to-back threes to make it a 49-42 game, but Atlantic wouldn't get any closer. Harlan got a big night from Brett Sears, who ripped off 14 first-half points and sealed the game at the free-throw line with 11 from the stripe in the fourth quarter, finishing with 31 points. After the game, Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling said the Trojans didn't do enough to get the offense working against the press.
We knew they were probably going to play some zone. We've had some trouble with zone. And, you know, Coach Osborne's going to do his homework, and he did. And, you know, we had some good looks. We just didn't get some shots to fall early, but sometimes that lingered over, I think, to our defensive end of the floor, which, you know, as a young group, we're going to have to work on, make sure we're still, you know, focused on what we need to do on the defensive end. And, you know, that first half, we just kind of struggled. We got the ball to certain spots. Tyler Moen did a great job getting to the middle and elevating. We just didn't do a great job of putting a lot of pressure on them, making them feel uncomfortable. And I thought second half we did a much better job of that.
Harlan improved to 5-4 with the win. Atlantic was led by 19 points from Tyler Moen as the Trojans fall to 4-6 on the season. Atlantic travels to Glenwood for a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow night, and we'll have that for you here on KJAN. In other Saturday boys Hawkeye 10 play, Creston beat Red Oak 60-26. It was Indianola over Lewis Central 65-63. East Sac County topping Kemper Catholic 52-42. Ankeny Christian beat St. Albert 62-57. In other basketball Saturday boys play, it was Exira EHK over ACGC 77-38. Riverside beat Heartland Christian 61-48. OABCIG topping IKM Manning 65-59. Nottoway Valley beat Clark 63-54. Alta Aurelia over Glidden-Ralston 64-29. In girls Saturday basketball from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 48-34. Creston beating Red Oak 56-54. Lewis Central topping Indianola 47-29. Kemper Catholic over East Sac County 55-46. Also in girls' hoops Saturday, it was AHSTW over Essex 77-26, Exira EHK beating ACGC 63-52, Riverside topping Heartland Christian 49-33, IKM Manning beat OABCIG 72-51, Nottoway Valley over Clark 79-60. Iowa pulled away in the second half for its first Big Ten victory on Saturday as the Hawkeyes picked up the win over Nebraska by a final of 93-84. Jordan Bohannon scored 22 of his game-high 25 points in the second half as Iowa topped Nebraska in that contest.
Yeah, that first win's always the toughest in Big Ten play. Everyone from top to bottom is going to be a grind this entire year, and I know that this was hard to get ready for after what we had at Purdue, but we have to flush it again and get ready tomorrow because we were right back at it with Northwestern.
The Hawkeyes out-rebounded Nebraska 40-31 and made 29 of 32 free throws. Iowa switched to a zone defense in the opening half, and that slowed the Huskers down. Coach Fran McCaffrey says Ryan Kreener was a huge factor in the game, finishing with 14 points in his first start as a Hawkeye.
For a team that runs as many sets and has as many weapons as they do against man-to-man, it kind of keeps them all in front of you. You still got to guard the dribble penetration. You still have to guard Copeland in the high post, and he's a terrific turnaround jump shooter. But I thought we kept him in front of us and made sure they shot contested shots. Only made 4 threes today.
And Iowa will visit Northwestern coming up on Wednesday in their next contest. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops yesterday, number 2 Michigan beat number 21 Indiana 74-63. Number 16 Marquette over Xavier 70-52. 19th ranked Houston beat Memphis 90-77. Number 22 Wisconsin topping Penn State 71-52. Well, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles are 2 wins away from a second straight trip to the Super Bowl just a week after they were almost eliminated from the playoff race. Foles hit Golden Tate with a 2-yard touchdown pass on fourth down with 56 seconds remaining against the NFL's stingiest defense to push the Eagles past the Bears 16-15 in Chicago. Foles completed 25 of his 40 passes for 266 yards and 2 touchdowns to improve to 4-1 as a starter in Philadelphia postseason games. The Bears still had a chance to win it following Tate's scoring grab, but kicker Cody Parkey hit the left upright and then the crossbar with a field goal attempt from 43 yards away with 10 seconds remaining. Mitchell Trubisky put Chicago up 15-9, hitting Allen Robinson for a 22-yard touchdown with 9:04 to play. Trubisky finished 26 of 43 for 303 yards and no interceptions in his first NFL playoff start. The Eagles travel to New Orleans to take on the Saints next Sunday in the NFC Divisional playoffs. The LA Chargers have moved into the AFC Divisional round after silencing rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens for 3 quarters. Michael Badgley kicked 5 field goals and Melvin Gordon scored on a 1-yard run that gave the Chargers a 20-3 lead in the fourth quarter in a 23-17 win over the Ravens in Baltimore. Badgley set a franchise record for field goals in a playoff game with kicks of 53, 47, and 40 yards. His last field goal put the L.A. Chargers up 23-3 with 9:09 left. Phillip Rivers was competent, if unspectacular, for the Chargers, completing 22 of 32 passes for 160 yards and no turnovers in the team's third straight wild card win. The Chargers next face the second-seeded New England Patriots Sunday at Foxborough. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.